Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's Word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, God's Image of You.
Speak the Word.
God tells us in Ephesians 2, verse 6, that He has raised us up from the dead along with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, in the New Living Bible says that God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made Him head over all things for the benefit of the church. According to Ephesians 2, 6, He raised us up together with Him and made, and I capitalize made, because He made us. He didn't ask us. He made us to sit down together, giving us joint seating with Him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ, the Anointed One. You also need to know, saints, that you have the very same power and the very same authority, no matter how long you've been in the kingdom. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the kingdom. According to Luke 10:17 through 20, it says, when the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to Jesus, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name. He still does. That hasn't changed. The only thing that Satan is afraid of is the word of God. And he'll bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 18 says, yes, He told them, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. And verse 19, it said, look, Jesus said, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. And He said, nothing, He says, will anyway injure you. And according to Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Saints, our dominion is not to rule over other people, but instead we are meant to have authority over every situation, physical, financial, emotional, and spiritual. In Ephesians 1:21 in the English Standard Version, it says, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named not only in this age, but also, he said, in the one to come. And you might ask, is power and dominion the same? Some common synonyms of dominion are authority, command, control, jurisdiction, and power. While all these words mean the right to govern or rule or determine, dominion stresses sovereign power or supreme authority. And that's what he said he's given us. He tells you that in Genesis, that he's given you dominion, which means you have the authority, you can command, you can control, you have jurisdiction, and you have power. While all these words mean the right to govern or rule or determine, as I said before, dominion stresses sovereign power or supreme authority. And that is what the Lord has given us, dominion here on this earth. Praise God. In other words, the Lord has given you and me power and authority over the evil that Satan brings against us, over his plots and over his schemes. In verse 20 says, but don't rejoice. I love this. He said, but don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. But you know, we need to recognize that those evil spirits and all those things that attack us are spirits. But he's saying that we have the power over them. He said, all the spirits are subject to you. But he said, don't rejoice in that fact. He said, but rejoice because your names are registered in heaven. Praise God. I'm glad my name's up there. Hallelujah. God does not see one person as being more than another person. You know, a lot of people try to exalt themselves above other people because of their position. But God doesn't see us any different because of our position. Only we see ourselves that way. But God doesn't see ourselves that way. He says in Romans 2:11, "For God shows no partiality, undue favor, or unfairness with one man is not different from another." Praise God. I believe that most Christians, I really believe this, I believe that most Christians live beneath or way below who God created you to be, simply because they don't recognize who they are in Christ or what belongs to them as a new creation or a believer in Christ Jesus. God made the earth for his children to enjoy, but just as Adam and Eve allowed the devil to deceive them into thinking that God was holding out on them, we're no different today. God's children are doing the same thing today, that the very same thing that they did. The devil is deceiving you every day, brothers and sisters, about who you are and what your rights are as a kingdom child. According to Genesis 1:26, you're already like your father. Understand that. It says that in the New Living Bible. It says, "And then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us." And he was talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please understand that you're already like him. Jesus says we are the one with him as he is one with the Father, according to John 17. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he said he created them, male and female. He created them, right? That's what the word says. It's funny how they're trying to change that, but you can't change it. You know, you can try, but you can't change it. You may not be aware of this, but you have the knowledge of God. And he says you have been given a Christ-like mind too. Satan tricked Eve into thinking she was not like God and deceived her into eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then, of course, she got Adam to take some of the fruit too. But then he blamed that woman, you know. "That woman made me do it." I think they still do that today. But and 1 Corinthians 2:16 tells us that we have the mind of Christ and do hold the thoughts and the feelings and the purposes of his heart. Praise God. You know, God wants to give you things, saints. He wants to give you your heart's desires. He does not hold anything back from you. But we think that he does because we're not getting what we think we need to get. My point is this, saints. When you became a part of the kingdom of God, he took you as his very own. He adopted you and me with the same rights as Jesus, and he loves you the same. He hasn't changed. He says in Romans, "For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children." Hallelujah. And since we are his children, we are his heirs, in fact, together with Christ. He says we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, saints, he said we must share his suffering. In other words, as a child of God, you're going to suffer some persecutions, just like he did. If we are to enjoy all the other good benefits of being a child of the kingdom, then we're going to suffer persecutions. But what we need to understand, most importantly, is that when you're being persecuted, it's not you that's being persecuted. It's Jesus that's being persecuted. And that was what Paul was saying, you know, when he was riding, when he was Saul, and Jesus knocked him off his horse or whatever, when he was persecuting the Christians. And he said to Paul, he said, "Why do you persecute me?" And Paul said, "Lord," he didn't know what he was talking about. He said, "Why do you persecute me?" So Paul was persecuting the Christians, but Jesus said that he was persecuting him. So you need to understand that when you're being attacked and persecuted, it's not you that's being persecuted, but Jesus. When I get attacked, it's not me. It's not, you know, me he's trying to attack. He's trying to stop me. And anytime you're trying to, he tries to stop you all the time. But even if you aren't doing anything, but especially, you know, when the Lord gives you something else to do, he knows about it. And he's going to do everything he can to stop it. And so a lot of Christians are mistaken by thinking that if God gives you something to do, it's going to be all smooth. But it's going to be the very opposite. You know, you're not going to get through it without a battle, because Satan's going to be right there to stop you, or try. He can't stop you, but he can try. But you're going to have to be strong and bold and stand. Praise God.
Speak the word to your your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from Cynthia, and she writes, Hello, Pastor Joe, and praise God. Thank you for the prayer package. The CD and DVD has inspired my depressed heart and lifted my bowed down head. I'm still dealing with financial issues, but I have learned through your teachings to change the words that I say. I think different now, and I feel different. Thank you for your prayers and for your compassion and the time you took to help me. Thank God for you. You are so welcome, Cynthia. I am blessed knowing that the prayers and CDs helped you. You know, we truly must learn that the power of life and death lies in our tongue. Father, thank you for your words that are like pure gold and silver, words that are spirit and life, and when spoken will bring life to any situation. Help us to understand that we have a choice every day in what we choose to say, and when we declare what you say, we will have what you say. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.